So we'll be joined by Sydney Powell. Sydney, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brandon.
Hey, did you hear the big news tonight? We launched a Roku channel.
That sounds great.
You know what Roku is, right?
I do. I actually have one.
Awesome. Well, you can now go to Roku, go to the little search box, type in Frank's Speech. It'll pop up, add it to your home screen, and you can now live stream Frank's Speech, Lindell TV, right on your flat screen TV. Isn't that crazy?
That's terrific. Yeah, congratulations.
We're pretty excited. All right. Well, we had you on the other night. We don't normally get you back quite as quick, not because we wouldn't have you on quite as quick all the time, but you're so busy and on so many shows, we tried not to clog up your schedule too much. But I reached out to you and said, oh my, there's so much going on, particularly because last night we had Seth Ketchel on, and Seth said, I think you need to get Sydney back on. I think she's got some breaking news. And you also sent out an email alert today. You do have some breaking news tonight, right, Sydney?
Yes, we sent out two email alerts. One has the contents or some of the contents of the government patents that I believe we discussed briefly last week that show that starting in at least 2003, the government itself developed an interest in and funded patents that will both real-time audit an election, allow them to manipulate the votes in an election, and inject false voters and false identifications for voters, as well as generate an algorithm that can predetermine the results of an election depending on the way they want it to come out. And those are at defendingtherepublic.org. You can go there to sign up for our newsletters. And the full patents are posted on the website now.
So that was a 2006 DOD patent, correct?
Yes, the patents were actually issued, I think, in 2006 and maybe one in 2009, but they were applied for and provisional patents were granted much earlier than that. And the research probably began much earlier than that, too. And then we've also identified, thanks to some patriots who brought it to our attention, video that was done back in 2004 of a man who actually testified in front of a House Judiciary Committee field meeting in Ohio about having written an algorithm himself in the year 2000 at the request of a person in Congress who wanted an election rigged. So this has been going on a long time. What I find especially troubling is that it's been brought to the attention of officials. I'm documenting now a number of times that people in positions of authority have been notified of this and done nothing about it, turned a blind eye to it. The only conclusion we can draw from that is that politicians, business leaders, global titans, corrupt government officials, whoever you want to call it, whatever it is, a large group of they out there have known this for a long time and have been using it to manipulate our elections as far back as the year 2000.
So this has been going on for 21 years.
Exactly. And it's, you know, undermining and completely destroying the will of the people. It's rendered our entire election system a farce. And I have to disagree with Mr. LaRocque if he thinks he's going to get any kind of fair election here, because both the man who wrote the algorithm and others have told us it's next to impossible to find the code. You would have to get in there very quickly after the election before anything could be wiped, rearranged. And the man who testified in 2000 said it was even possible to build a code so that it ate itself and disappeared.
Oh, wow. Now, we played that 8-minute clip, but that's really just a trailer for a longer documentary, right?
Yes, the documentary, I think, was produced back in 2006 or 2008, and we've got the whole thing loaded up to our Rumble channel and our website also, and the full name of it escapes me, but there's a website that we link to that has the name of the actual documentary and the people who made it a long time ago, and it simply hasn't received any attention. In fact, we had to dig and dig to find all of it.
Is that linked on your website?
It is, defendingtherepublic.org.
Defendingtherepublic.org. So in the 8-minute piece that we played tonight, someone came out and announced in that 8 minutes after we heard him speaking that they had put that guy under a polygraph and he passed it, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
What is that gentleman doing today?
We have not located him yet. I believe he's retired. He might have actually run for Congress in the year 2000 on the blue ticket. But the day he filed his affidavit with Congress that attested to everything he had testified to orally, he went home and found his dog had been shot.
Whoa. Well, that's a little bit of a warning.
Yes. And I would encourage everybody to watch the documentary and the shorter clips of it, too, because there's an even more troubling story in the documentary.
Can you tell us what that is?
A person who was investigating it was found out of state in an unexpected suicide situation.
Do you have anything new you want to mention before I ask, go over something you mentioned the other night? Do you have any other new information tonight?
That's everything for now. We're going to be putting out more in our newsletters this week. We're working as fast as we can to get a lot of this information out because the American people need to know that our elections are and have been a farce for some period of time. The will of the voters is not being reflected in the elections, and it won't be until we get paper ballots on absolutely every race at every level and real voter ID that requires proof of citizenship to get it. Those are things we're going to have to insist on at a most basic level before we have any integrity in our government again.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to push you on more than you want to put out, but I was really troubled the other night. I was happy you mentioned it, but I was troubled the other night when you mentioned that you not only have this 2006 patent coming out of the Department of Defense to flip votes, which I like to know, why does the Department of Defense need software to flip votes unless the Department of Defense through the intelligence community was working, and I don't know if that includes the Director of National Intelligence, or I don't even know if that office was around at that time, but I don't know if that's military intelligence working to flip votes to either install a Marxist. I mean, before we found out what General Milley's saying about critical race theory and cozying up to China and all this other stuff, you wouldn't think that. But one has to wonder now, were they installing people that were pro-communist? Were they installing people that were anti-communist? Why does the Department of Defense need to develop software to flip votes? Is there a connection at all to the intelligence, the larger intelligence arena?
I think logic dictates that there's a strong relationship to the overall intelligence community. I would imagine it's not the entirety of the military. I think there's still integrity in parts of the military. I certainly hope so. But, I remember Chuck Schumer saying, don't mess with the intelligence community. They will screw you six ways from Sunday.
That's right.
And obviously they have power and abilities that they should not have. Certainly they should not be able to alter any vote of any American anywhere, anytime, anyhow. But they now, it's clear to me that they have the power and the ability to do that. I hate to think when, how, and where they have done it and who they have collaborated with to do it. But, I mean, they're just indications of intelligence community all over the operations that we're uncovering in the vote fraud we've just witnessed here and, all across the country. We're not turning blue. Seth Keschel's work shows you that the United States has been increasingly conservative. Virginia should be a conservative state. I think Trump even took California. So this notion that we're turning blue and going more left as a whole of society is absolutely false, and we're not. Americans love freedom. We cherish our freedom. We cherish the God-given inalienable rights that are enshrined in our Constitution. And I don't know any real Americans that want that going away in any at all. But, the left that's been gradually taking this power and has now come out so boldly and blatantly with it that they stuck it up our nose with a fork of fraud. They've been doing this a long time, gradually, you know, increasing their role in society at every level, whether it's in business or our universities. And the Chinese communists have bought into every university in the country, stolen our secrets. That's another thing that's reflected in the documentary, is Chinese spying through a company in Florida that was working with NASA. There are ties all over this, and it all runs together. The COVID mess and the election issues and everything we're experiencing right now in this country is all wrapped up in one big ball of fraud and pure evil that is being heaped on us by this globalist cabal and the puppets it uses in our government to do what it wants to do.
Absolutely. I want to go to another thing you dropped the other night, and that was patents that were, I think you said, done in 2005 by companies that eventually were absorbed along the way and became some of the current voting companies we have today. And those patents, correct me if I'm wrong, was 2005, and those patents are also able to flip votes. Do I have that right?
Yes, there are patents held by people who are now with Dominion that have been working on these processes as early as 2005, if not before. And they have carried through each stage of whatever the company's name has been, from the time Smartmatic owned Sequoia on up to being with Dominion today.
Why, again, I have to ask, why does a voting machine company need software and patents to flip votes? In fact, let me add this. Wouldn't you want to avoid all appearance of evil or impropriety for your company? I mean, if I were the marketing director of such a company, my advice would be, we're going to have nothing to do with that, because if we want to be upright, have a good reputation, and be working for the people, not political, or have any appearance of evil, we don't want to have anything to do with that. We don't want any records tied to patents of software that flips vote, because we want to be an upstanding company that both Republicans and Democrats can trust to count votes, so we get contracts with local, state, and federal governments. Wouldn't that just make common sense? You would want nothing to do with any of that?
Yes, well, you would think that if you were a fine, upstanding company and somebody accused you of running an algorithm that did that, you would immediately open your machines and produce your source code to trusted officials to make sure that nothing was wrong at all. But instead, what we've been met with at every turn is the biggest fight you can possibly imagine, lawfare at its worst, against anyone who dared speak out and suggest that there was an issue in this election, no matter how blatant the fraud has been with math and statistics, and all the data that exists shows this election was fraudulent.
And then finally, again, Sydney, something you said the other night, I want to see if you could maybe give me more, or maybe you can't give me more now, but it really rang true with me, because I have been thinking that someone had to be the money to finance a lot of this. Now, we know the government's got plenty of money. So if the Department of Defense, the intelligence community is behind it, they got plenty of money. But something tells me this is big government and big business working in concert together, and some big business and shadowy groups doing things in order to give some plausible deniability maybe to some folks in the intelligence arena. But you mentioned a hedge fund that's been tied to some of this. Can you explain that to our audience again?
Yes, there is a hedge fund, I believe it's called Staple Street Capital, that owned or may still own Dominion. And also Dominion pledged or assigned its patents a year before the election to Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, the Canadian branch of that. And then Staple Street got a $400 million infusion of capital a few weeks before the election. I would also note that Dominion's Canadian offices, when they officed there, which wasn't all that long ago, We're right across the hall from, in the same building with George Soros's Tides Foundation. And Mr. Malik Brown, who is Soros's right-hand man, is on the board of Smartmatic Company Corporation, whatever the actual name of that is now. I think it's called SGO. They change the names with great frequency, but the people seem to stay pretty much the same. And also Peter Neffinger, who was on the Smartmatic board, went to Biden's transition team. They were also on the Election Assistance Commission. Several of the Smartmatic board members have served in that role. And that's the commission that's supposed to oversee the current voting systems in the country and make sure things are done properly. And we've learned that some things were reported to the EAC going way back and since, and just seemed to fall on deaf ears.
So we have two hedge funds?
There is another hedge fund, the name of which I'm not sure of, that owns another one of the companies. All the voting system companies seem to have rather mysterious, opaque ownership.
And I'm guessing at some point someone will do a forensic analysis of said hedge funds and find out who these people are that own and operate and fund this, or have.
It's difficult to trace all that. They've made it extremely difficult to trace all of it. So here we have the most important function of a democratic republic being conducted by opaque, privately owned companies with a 21-year history of fraud and hacking and manipulating votes.
So the big headline tonight really is people need to go watch this 8-minute trailer that promotes this longer documentary at defendingtherepublic.com.
.org.
defendingtherepublic.org. And on there we have a guy who in 2000 testified and, according to the trailer, was put under a polygraph by a former expert in law enforcement, and he passed it, and he says he was contracted to write software in 2000 that would flip votes. And so people need to go and watch the trailer and the whole documentary at defendingtherepublic.org. So this, again, the headline tonight is, this flipping an algorithm of votes is not new. It's been going on likely at least 21 years.
Exactly. And we the people must stop this funding of all this campaign nonsense. I would stop every single political contribution as an American citizen to any entity, any person, the RNC, the DNC, anything, until we get paper ballots and ID for citizens only to vote. Because it is a game they've been playing, and anybody who doesn't play the game isn't going to win.
Do you think this is why Hillary reportedly was so ballistic after she lost to Donald Trump and was reportedly throwing things and whatnot and saying they stole the election, because she knew that this stuff existed? And I think there was already reports about who was going to be in her cabinet. I remember being quite shocked at how overconfident she seemed to be by the things that were being said about what her administration was going to be doing and who was going to be in it. It was like she knew she was going to win, but apparently the algorithm didn't work because so many people turned out to vote. It broke the algorithm. But do you think there's a chance Hillary was so confident because she knew about what we're talking about tonight?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And she knew what was going to happen this year with the equipment stopping. I think she even tweeted about it 2 years ago they'll probably try to interfere with the election so bad they even stopped the vote count that night. One of the things these people do is tell you exactly what's going to happen. They do it in plain view.
They do.
That was one thing that stunned me when I saw the patents. They've all been doing this in plain view. That's how arrogant they are. That's how powerful they are. That's how dangerous they're willing to be.
And you have some other things you're working on, and you'll come back soon and tell us about those things, right?
I will.
Okay. DefendingTheRepublic.org, correct?
Correct.
All right.
And follow me on Telegram at Sydney Powell. I'm posting a lot of things as quickly as I can to Telegram also at Sydney Powell. For some reason, I can't seem to get over 500,000 followers. Never mind, I had 1.2 or 3 million on Twitter. But Telegram, every time I get close to 500,000, it takes them away from me.
Really?
Yep.
Well, give your Telegram handle here again so we can fix that.
It's just at Sydney Powell, SIDNEYPOWELL.
At Sydney Powell there on Telegram. Thank you so much for being with us as always and for what you're doing. And we look forward to your next report because I think there's going to be more big news coming out. And we want you to bring it here to Lindell TV, please.
I'll do it. Thanks so much, Brandon.
Thank you, Sydney. Sydney Powell checking in tonight. Again, her website, defendingtherepublic.org.